This is Tanya Joy from The Tanya Joy Show, also known as Beauty for Ashes. And I want to take a quick minute and talk to you about my new favorite sprays. This is by Verve Vitamins. Now, I want to show you this one in particular. I've got three here that I use on a very regular basis. One is Sunny, it's called. Let's see if we can see it. And I'm going to show you a quick commercial. This is vitamin D3, and it is amazing if you need to be in the sun and get those extra vitamins. This one is Energy. These are vitamin sprays. You do 7 sprays in your mouth, and it takes care of your vitamins. You can travel with them. I mean, these are small. They're the size of a pen. You can stick them in your purse, but this one right now is what you need to get. This is called Cold. It's vitamin C and zinc. I came down with a little bit of something right around the new year, and I started spraying this. I actually used it 3 times a day, and you guys, it's less than 5 days later, and it is gone. So you need to check out Verve Vitamins. Stick around, I'm gonna show you the video, and in that video, it's gonna show you the website to go to. You will get a discount with our code, Tanya Joy. So be sure you check this out. This is gonna change your life, I'm telling you. These are amazing. Everybody, despite open borders, staggering grocery and gas prices, and all of the talk of war, there is a miraculous revolution of health taking place across America. And that's because your body is a miracle machine, fully capable of healing itself. That's why we're here today to help you and your body do miraculous things and regain your optimum health. So now is the time for you to learn about the Magic Dycol family of products. The NanoSoma liquid spray, the Metasomer topical gel, and the Metasomer telomerase natural skin cream. Join the revolution of wellness and take back your health by signing up for our free video series at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Now you can watch our free video series and learn how to take your health back. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. That is iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Imagine you can unleash the power of your own body to restore itself. When the Magic Dycol products trigger the nuclear receptors in your body to take care of you in ways you have never even imagined. So go log in now at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Tanya Joy Show. I can't say welcome back to the set of the Tanya Joy Show because as you can see, we are on the road. We are not in our normal home studio, but the show must go on and we have a great show for you today. So before we get started, just a little housekeeping. If you are new to the channel, please make sure you go ahead and hit the like button, subscribe, all that stuff. That helps with the algorithms. And check out the website, tanyajoy.tv, and subscribe over there so that we can stay in touch with you. I promise we will not inundate you with emails, but we would love to be able to stay in touch with you. All right. Many of you know that we are in some crazy days. We are right around the corner from the great solar eclipse. And many of you know who my guest is today, I'm sure. Mr. Bo Polny, he is known as the analyst of time, and he has a way of analyzing what we're going through, the days we're in, and what God's doing based on timelines and math and like just incredible things that I personally kind of geek out on. Not everybody may fully understand it, but I promise we'll go slow and you're gonna be blown away today. So please remember you can see new content Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4:14 p.m. Central on Rumble, Clout Hub, Facebook, all of those places, as well as the Blessed News Network. So be sure to check us out and subscribe over there. All right, well, today is Wednesday, March 27th. You are going to love every minute of this show. I'm Tanya Joy. This is the Tanya Joy Show. We will be right back.
Okay, well, we weren't shocked.
Over again.
Michelle. Welcome back to the show.
You as well. I'm so excited to have you both on the show. And I know we had such good feedback and reception.
General Flynn, what an honor.
Joshua tracked me down in a big tent of about 4,000 people.
How are you?
I am doing so great. Hello, everybody. Thank God I am wonderfully great.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Because what is prayer?
I'm just Jewish, you know what I mean? And
I'm thrilled to be here with the two of you.
You too. It's
like, and that's who these crazies, these evil ones.
It is. You said it right. Good job.
Perfect. We are the Gibson sisters. We are so excited to have them on with us on Resistance Chicks today.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's time to rise. These people that get higher up, sometimes I've thought,
you know, these are glory days and not gloomy days.
Like, I love this.
It kind of works.
Awesome about the tour is people like you.
Good.
I love the applause. That's cool.
There we go. Thank Hi, Joy. Everybody, welcome. We are so excited. Ready to get the show on the road? Let's go. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Let's get Bo on in here. Hello. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Great. Thank you for the invitation, Tania. And I look forward to speaking with you. Lots to talk about. Lots going on in the world.
I'm so glad to have you back on here, especially with this eclipse right around the corner. It was so fun to catch you the other day with Manuel and Nathan to, you know, get a little glimpse of what's going on and what you're talking about now. But I'm just thrilled and like just want to open the floor up and let you just give an update of where we are, what's going on, what's going on with this eclipse, because I know there's so many cool things that are happening.
Well, you know, I like to start with this. The days we're living in, okay, the times we're living in, none of it is random, okay? None of it's political. It's all biblical. That's what you want to grasp out of this conversation. And so I have a way of, you know, God's, you know, we all have our roads we walk on, you know, God's anointed me, or I believe God has given me the understanding of time and calculations. And so I use math to illustrate the Bible. You know, there's three ways we can look at the Bible. One, you can look at the prophetic word, and you can look at the writing of it. You know, so, you know, it is written. And yeah, you always want to go back to it is written. The downside of it is written is once you read something, you have to have understanding of it, because you can read the same line once or 10 times. By the 10th time you're reading it, you might be thinking, oh, maybe God is saying this, right?
Right.
And that's why interpretation is so important. But again, we want to stick with the written word, because you always want to fall back on the written word. But the beautiful thing about our God, he's a living God. And so because he's a living God, he's the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And so because of that, he also speaks through his servants, the prophets. And what do the prophets do? You know, God uses people here on earth and he speaks through them. So you mentioned like Manuel Johnson, you know, I was just with him this past weekend, and Nathan French. So we hang out together. And it's fantastic to walk with these people. It's as much as I have an anointing, we all have anointings, right? But it's really fun to listen to, you know, how God really, you know, when you're in the prophetic, it's, you know, God actually, it's the connection is so close.
Right.
And what I'm trying to say is when God speaks through his prophets, you're getting more of an understanding of what his written word was. So Amen. What you start getting is what's called a reveal. What's Love revelation? It. A reveal, okay? Mm-hmm. If you read Revelation, go back even 10 years ago, 5 years ago, before Corona came on scene, if you read Revelation, I promise you, it makes sense, but it doesn't. Like it's really dark and it's scary. And you're like, what is all this? Right. But now that we're in, you know, we're in these days, right? You're starting to see, oh, I get it. So like you're starting to see like one of the revelations that I got with Corona, you know, was literally in the Sistine Chapel is the Corona around Apollo, who's not Jesus in the Sistine Chapel, right? It's Apollo figure with a corona around him, and then he's an archer that brings plague. You see, so you start to get revelation because God speaks through his servants, the prophets, and now you start to understand what revelation is all about. And it's not just some story; it's the future. But yeah. it's a mystery. See, Revelation has always been a mystery. And as we approach, as we're now in end, you know, and we're not at end of days yet, but we're in end times. You know, so we were at the beginning. It's called the time of sorrows. You know, we're in the we're beginning of the end. So we're starting to see things manifest here on this earth. You know, those that think that the world, let's just, you know, do this and the world's going to come back to normal. Well, how'd that work out for you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
4 years later, you came to realize doing this didn't bring the world back to normal. Go turn on your TV today and you're like, what the heck is going on in Congress and the political system? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Right? So taking this didn't fix anything. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Once the first seal of manifests, right, the world you know will never be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the world that we know that we grew up in is no longer the same. Okay. Well, right. That's what's written. So you can't change what's written. You might as well learn what's written. And then just be a part of it and plant good seeds and be excited for the days ahead, because these are the greatest times in human history. And this could be characterized as that play, you know, the best of times.
Yeah.
In the worst of times. And mm-hmm. so what side of the fence you're on is personal choice. Like, do you love Jesus? Do you know who he is? Or do you not know who he is and you're with the other guy? You see what I'm saying? Because yep. we battle not against flesh and blood, and we're really starting to see that now. So we're starting to see all the pieces come together. Revelation that was kind of, you know, very confusing because it was, you mm-hmm. know, no one really understood what was written there. We're starting to see it come to life. So I look at it like a portrait and a bunch of pieces, like a puzzle, right? And so we're seeing as, you know, as we're reading the written word, God speaking through his servants, the prophets, we're starting to get an understanding or get clarity or revelation mm-hmm. on some of the mm-hmm. pieces of Revelation. So now we're starting to see like a few pieces come together, like, oh, this is looking interesting. I get what he's trying to, you know, what God was mm-hmm. saying. So we're starting to see it come together. And then where my piece is, aside from the two that we talked about, and I do the timing on it. Okay, so mm-hmm. I do the God's anointed me. I don't know. I anointed me or not, but
it's your talent. It's your talent.
Understand. Yeah, I understand. Like, so it's what's called the Issachar anointing, of which I kind of learned to. I'm like, what is that? Years ago. So when you understand the time of things, and then and more so the math of it, because you understand nothing's random in this world. And so, like you referenced, so going back to what you literally stated as you started the podcast, you talked about, you know, what's coming up with the eclipse. Okay. So I just want to show you a math calculation with regard to time, okay? So you have to, like, think about this and then ask yourself, you know, the viewers listening to this podcast, okay? Ask yourself, what is yeah. the likelihood and the possibility of this number occurring? So just mm-hmm. think about this, for example, okay? So the eclipse in 2017...
You want me okay. to add this to the screen?
So people actually, yeah. Why don't you put this on here? Yeah, let's actually show you. Let me show
let's
you.
Do
so,
it.
So the eclipse of 2017 was on August 21st, 2017. Okay, well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But now that eclipse, this is the interesting part, it traversed over seven cities called Salem. So you have to ask yourself, how did that happen? Oh, that's just random. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can keep saying things are random, but at some point right. you're going to go, holy whatever, this is not random, because how is this possible
right.
that it's happening, and yet it is. So the devil is the great deceiver, because we battle not against flesh and blood, but principalities of darkness, right? And so the devil's mm-hmm. always going to say, oh, that's not really happening. Oh, that's just a coincidence. Oh, come on, that's not real, you know? And yeah. so that's where the Satan operates, but you can see God clearly in the details. See, that's yeah. where you see God is in the details. And so that's why, you know, when I use numbers, it's very easy to discredit people who try to discredit the Bible or discredit God, because I just simply have to ask questions. You know, a mm-hmm. wise person doesn't answer questions. He actually asks questions. So my question is, how did that? So I'm just going to ask some questions at the end of this. You know, people need to ask themselves, what? How is this happening? Right. So it traverses right. seven cities. Okay. Well, that's interesting. And then we have a new eclipse right now that's going to start on April 8th. And that eclipse not seven, not eight. It was seven cities by name of Salem. There weren't eight. There weren't six. There were seven. There were seven.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this time around, little did anybody know until someone did the research, there are actually seven cities, and then the last one's in Canada, called Nineveh. And this eclipse, there's not eight cities in the U.S. There's only seven. And the seven that are in are in a straight line based on this eclipse. So, like, what? How did that happen? But yet it did. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because God is the creator of all things. He wrote the end from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you an example of that as you kind of go around this whole story. So Daniel 2 prophecy talks about specifically, it was a prophecy given to Daniel specifically because it was the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. So you think of this prophecy, you're like, okay, well, I love this prophecy. Why? I always make reference to it because this is the greatest story ever told, meaning the greatest prophecy ever told. And the reason God gave the interpretation to Daniel and gave the dream to Nebuchadnezzar 2,500 years ago was very simple. He wanted to prove to the world that there is a God. There is no entity. You can talk to psychics left, right, and center, and psychics can see past a few hundred years or whatever, okay, a few days. So psychics, because psychics basically work in the, you know, there's only one truth, and that's Jesus, because God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, okay? When the Trinity speak, when they speak through you, that's prophetic, and that's the word of God, and that can speak millennia. Okay. Psychic perspective, you can't, you know, they have difficulty seeing beyond the veil because God doesn't expose things and because God is in control of the future. So that's why Satan doesn't know when Christ is returning. He doesn't, Satan doesn't know the day or the hour. And that's intentional because there's no counter to what God's going to do. This is the beautiful, see, just like what's about to happen in this world, God's got, He's using the people of this world to set up the greatest trap in human history because these people are walking into, this is so cool. These people of this world who hate you, not saying you, but all of us, because we're made in God's image, because we're made in God's image, they hate us, so they want to destroy us. That's why we battle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and darkness of darkness. These are demonic entities that go back to the garden of creation. So back to all of this. So the story itself, it's 2,500 years. God wrote the end from the beginning. And the reason I love this story is because it's 2,500 years accurate. It's not old. It's accurate.
Accurate.
It talks about Babylon. Like think about the magnitude of this. The kingdom of Babylon, the kingdom of Persia, the kingdom of Greece. Then the Rome, the papacy, the United States, all of this is prophesied. And so now we're at the last piece of it, which is basically fallen is Babylon the Great. So we're going to watch, we are going to watch the fall of Babylon.
I mean, how cool is that?
You were watching, because it's Daniel 2:34. While you were watching, a stone cut out by no human hand struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and smashed them to pieces. No human hand means God intervenes. Watching means we get to experience this. And that's why later, you know, at some point we'll be caught up and we'll meet the saints and the saints come down and we're like, at this great wedding feast. They're going to say, what was it like to watch the greatest move of God's Spirit ever in the history of the world? And we're going to say, joy. Unspeakable. But at the same time, people are on this earth right now. They're like, God, get me out of here. This sucks, right? Like, think about how, think about what's going on right now, right? At the same time, the saints are like, I just want to be there and watch.
Yeah.
You see?
That's such a great image that honestly, I've not heard a lot of other people talk about that perspective. And that is truth. That's biblical. That the great saints, the great cloud of witnesses, they watch, they engage. And like, we get to be here. We didn't get to pick. God said, he picked you. He picked me. He picked, you know, people like Clay Clark and the Trumps and all the people we travel with. And he picked the people that are watching. Like, he picked you for such a time as this to be here, to get to engage in this. That's really cool.
Well, you reference the word such a time as this. Where is that in the Bible?
Esther 4:14. Yeah.
All right. When is it?
Do you know that I know it's coming up. Purim is getting ready.
Are you kidding me? It's this weekend. It's the weekend.
I know.
It's the weekend, right? So
I know it's so cool.
Coincidence. So Trump marries Melania.
Right.
Okay, so you've listened to, God showed me this revelation, and it's like, it's crazy, but let me just show you. So the number seven's all over 45, like from the day he got married to the day he walked into office, it's 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days. Mm-hmm. I got a whole spreadsheet on the sevens on Trump, and it's not possible, and yet it all happened, okay? So right. The sevens are all over him. I'm not going to get to all the details of that, but the point I make on that is, okay, so he finds Melania. He goes through divorce, everything else, and he finds Melania. They pick a wedding date. They pick the wedding date, which happens to be the exact day, January 20th, not the exact year, but the exact same exact day that the Roe v. Wade became law. Interesting. And then 7,000 days to the exact day is the weekend of the weekend, the same day as Perm.
Wow.
Okay, so again, question, how does that happen?
God.
How does it happen?
That's you see, only
because,
God.
See, and you're like, oh, that's a coincidence. Okay, so at the end of this, you can go back and listen to this podcast later on and say, you can write all the coincidences down and then say, at what point is this like, this is God written all over it?
Because, exactly.
Because a coincidence is nothing but something created by God by design. And then when we watch it manifest, it's just watching the manifestation of what God created. It's not a coincidence. Mm-hmm. It's actually God. It's God's detail. God's in the details. And you're literally seeing God on earth when we're watching all of these things manifest, calculated perfectly. Because we know one thing, that God's going to do everything and not our perfect timing, but his. And his perfect timing causes all these coincidences. I repeat that. Perfect timing causes all these coincidences.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
so
that.
Now we're going to get to this in a second, but I'm sure this Tower of Babel, because what are they trying to build? What was Nimrod trying to build? Have you heard the word Babylon? Have you heard the word Mystery Babylon? It's in the Bible. It's in Revelation. Revelation 18, I think, Mystery Babylon. But you've heard the word Babylon, right? And what was Nimrod? He was trying to build Babylon. And right before Babylon was completed, what happened? What happened right before Babylon was completed? God showed up, right?
Exactly. God always shows up. Yes.
Right, but he didn't show up while they're building it.
Right.
God showed up right as they're about to complete it. You know when he showed up? What did he do? He twisted everybody's tongues, didn't he?
Right.
So let's get to that in just a second. So let's go back to...
fascinating. And do you know, you probably know this, do you know last year, and I think it was the same weekend, because you know I'm in like the acting world, right? Mm-hmm. So there was a movie that came out called Babylon, and I'm almost positive it was the same weekend or right around the same time that like the Jesus Revolution movie came out.
Okay.
It might have been the same day. I mean, like, again, just a sign and a symbol from God.
Yeah. And anytime, you know, it's like, and this is the thing from, you know, the movie industry, right? You can go on any podcast and any daytime show, whatever you want. You can say the name of God all day long. Just don't say Jesus.
That's right.
Don't say Jesus. You understand? Mm-hmm. Because Satan is a god.
Right.
It's lowercase g.
That's right.
You see?
So good.
So you have to understand how the world operates, right? So like on the dollar bill, hey, in God we trust. People, that's written on a federal, not federal, written, there's no reserves, and it's a note created by the central banks, okay? That's not... And that's their God they trust.
Yeah.
Our God's money is gold and silver. God does not put his name on paper. Because what do you, you test everything in a fire. How does paper turn out when you stick it in a fire? Okay.
Not too smart.
You have to understand how the world works. Everything is deception. So going back to this here. Okay. So then we have. It crosses seven cities called Salem in 2017. This time it's crossing seven cities. There's not eight cities called Nineveh. There's only seven. And the eclipse is traversing all seven of those. Ah, that's just a coincidence.
Uh-huh.
And then God shows me, why don't you do the calculation to the election? Do you realize that from the day it crosses, it's exactly 7 months to the exact day, the U.S. elections? That's just another coincidence, crazy. Bo. None of this is real. And then from resurrection to the time of crosses, the resurrections of the 31st, those 7-8 days, we have the cross formation. So exactly 7 to 8 days to the exact day, we get the cross formation. What a coincidence. Again, just a coincidence. And this is the best one. This is the best one. From the day it started on August 21st, 2017, the first one, to this one on April 8th, 2024. What a coincidence this is. I love these coincidences. It's exactly 6 years, six months, 6 weeks, and 6 days to the exact day.
Wow.
You see, God's in the details. You know, there's no way that a human or the global elite or whoever these people adjusted the stars for
this
to happen. Okay, and that, see, my point is, when this is written, right, it says in Luke 21, 25 through 20, it says, you know, there shall be, not that there might be, no, there shall be, meaning there will be signs in the sun and in the moon.
I so love
lift
that.
Up Tell your head again because where the redemption that is. Draws nine.
Where's that again?
It's Luke 21. 25 through 28. I just kind of clip out the key piece of it there, but it says, lift up your, you know, it says, there shall be signs in the moon, sun and in the moon. Okay.
That's what you're seeing.
It also says stars and everything else too, but sure. I use specifically, you know, sun and moon, because that's what the eclipse is. And then lift up your head because redemption is drawing near.
Amen.
Okay. So it's drawing near. It doesn't say this is the end. No. It says the redemption is drawing near. Be very, really meticulous when you read those words. It doesn't say this is the end. Oh, no. It says redemption's drawing near. Mm-hmm. Very important to read the precision use of some of these words, because Christ is not returning yet. Okay. What we're about to see happen on this earth is the move of God.
Yeah.
Okay. So God's about to intervene on this world. Why? Because he's had enough of this. He's had enough of this, and he's had enough of this.
Amen. I don't know how he's waited this long, quite frankly.
He didn't wait this long.
He's much more patient than I am. I would be by now like, I'm out.
Well, God hasn't waited this long. This was written from the beginning. And again, back to it's all happening
in such perfect a good
timing.
Point.
Right.
Yeah,
and
that's
so,
a good point. Yeah.
It, for such a time as this, meaning like the Esther, right? Because that was also specific timing. So you have to understand this story is 6,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is just the tail end of it, but this is a 6,000 year journey that the world has been on because of Adam and Eve. But it's also God knew Adam and Eve would fall. And that's why Jesus was beside God at creation. Knowing he would come to earth, Jesus agreed to come to earth to be the final Adam. Why? Because you can't build a kingdom on the shoulders of man.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Not possible, because every man, because there's only one that's ever walked on this earth that didn't sin, and it's Jesus. That's why, you know, there's like the greatest, Jesus had a bunch of lines when he's on the earth, but one of the greatest ones was, you know, the lady that cheated on her husband, like, do it. The law says, because remember, these people are only reading the word, and the word says, the law says you got to stone her to death. And right. And Jesus like he just cuts him. Jesus is the best. He's just like, you know, with one or two liners, he just likes one or two liners, just cuts people apart. Right. He goes, he who hasn't sinned, throw the first stone. In other words, why are you better than her? Like, who made you God that you get to throw that rock?
Yeah, so great, so great. So
you see, so you can't judge if you're a sinner,
right?
But God loves you. He came here to Earth because He loves you. So He redeemed us on the cross, and now He's going to come redeem the earth. But so what we're waiting for, it says in Luke. The redemption does draw nigh. He's coming to redeem. It says, because your redemption is drawing nigh. You know what he's coming to redeem? He's not coming to redeem you, people. He's done that on the cross.
Right.
He's coming to redeem the earth. He's coming to redeem the earth, okay? He's coming to redeem the earth. He's already redeemed you. So that's what, because of the blood of Jesus, you can stamp, trample on the neck of scorpions, serpents, whatever you want. We're the head, not the tail. You understand the power that the blood gives you. That's why I say, that's why you don't go on mainstream media and say Jesus, because, oh, do they hate that name? Uh-huh. Why? Because that name puts them under you. You know, like, but I love the best saying is, it's like if I said to you, you know, it's actually an insult. Say, Tania, do you understand me? You see, if I said that to you, okay, I'm just using it as an explanation, but if I said to you, Tania, do you understand me? You see, I'm putting you under me because I'm getting you, telling you to stand under me.
Right.
That's why when in a court system, when, you know, when the judge says to you, do you understand, or someone says, do you understand me? You're giving the judge superiority over you. It's all in the word. It's all understanding of the words.
So it's
so important to understand how this whole world, it's all like, you know, this, the word of the magical use of words. That's what's going on.
Yes.
That's going on.
Yeah. That's, well, think about it. That's why they've defined so many words, right? Yeah. Because again, it reminds me of the Tower of Babel with confusion in the languages. It's like our language, even when you look at the Bible, Bible, the NIV, most of the Bibles nowadays, they don't match what the original context even was. They've twisted it and twisted it and twisted it. And we've got a government that rewriting the definition of words, rewriting definition of gender, rewriting whatever they possibly can before, because they know their time is short.
And that's why I do the math. You see, you can take the written word that's maybe written in Aramaic and translated, and you have all these different translations, you know, and like the saying is, you know, it's lost in translation. Right. So, the word is the word, but the problem is the translation of it. It gets, you know, it could be a little tricky. So, you know, the number one argument that Satan has, the number one argument that Satan has to deceive humanity is, which version of the Bible do you read? Who really knows which one to read? So is it real or not? You know, that is the number one argument to get you people, I mean the ones listening, to not read the word.
Even if the
word is slightly off, it's still the word. Okay. And you can then read 2-3 different versions of it. And ultimately you get an idea of what God is saying. What's he saying? Jesus Christ is King. He sits at the right hand of the Father, and he died on the cross. He was resurrected. See, so you can read like all 1,000 versions of whatever there are of the Bible, but ultimately there's the key points that you want to take away. The key point takeaway is Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. Okay. Yeah. Period. He conquered evil and love thy neighbor as thyself and love the Lord God. Okay.
And those are like
the key takeaways. Okay. Now what I do is I just do the math in the Bible. And then this is the cool part, because you can tell me all about the different versions of the Bible and I will laugh at you. I will laugh at you, because if you read all 1,000, whatever, I don't know how many versions of the Bible are, but if you want to read whatever version of the Bible, I'll ask you, hey, how many days and nights did it rain? And every 1,000, it will say it rained for 40 days and 40 nights.
40 nights. That's fantastic.
If you read Jonah 3:4, it's going to say, when was God going to bring judgment upon Nineveh? Or when was God going to bring judgment? Read Jonah 3:4. When was it? In 40 days. You can read all thousands of versions of that, but it says very, very clearly right here. It says in Jonah 3:4, it says 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. I don't care how many versions of the Bible you read. It's everyone will read 40 days. That's why I laugh at those who want to discredit the Bible using the translation excuse. That's all it is. It's Satan's translation excuse.
Yeah.
So let's have a little math using, let's have a little fun using the math or the numbers that you can calculate within the Bible. Okay, so it says this is the sign of Jonah that we're seeing happen. Okay, this is the sign of Jonah that we're witnessing. Also, Exodus 4:8, it actually, I don't know if you saw Exodus 4, it says, if you do not believe you will pay attention to the first sign, there will be a second. Okay. And then it's Exodus 4:8, April 8th.
So good. Yeah.
It's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
And this is just a coincidence. Mm-hmm. Like it's like at some point you gotta laugh at those that are saying
it's comical.
Comical. Yeah. Okay. So then Jonah 4:8, this is where it turns very serious, but also very exciting. Okay. So Jonah 4:8 says God's going to bring judgment upon Nineveh in 40 days. Okay. So if this is Jonah 3:4. So I'm going to show you because you know, the thing is you might hear a word from the Lord and you're like, is that really you, Lord? Like, is that, but then if someone walks up to you and says, hey, God told me to tell you, and they tell you the exact same thing you heard, what is that called? Yeah. Right. What is that called?
It's called confirmation.
Confirmation or second witness.
Second witness. Exactly. Another witness.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a second witness. I'm going to give you a triple witness on this one that I'm going to show you.
Love it.
And then at the end of this, I want people to explain to me how this happened. Okay. So now we got the sign of Jonah. I've shown you that everything there is a coincidence. It's all just random. Okay. So now we're at Jonah 3:4, and Jonah 3:4 says 40 days. So if you count 40 days, you get to May 18th. So May 18th, the evening of, into the next day is Pentecost.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. So Jonah 3:4 is telling us to pay attention to Pentecost. Now, I want to show you something here, which I've known this for about 3 years now, and then God said, hey, calculate it. So if we go to specifically right here, we know that Passover on the Hebrew calendar, okay, the Julian calendar Passover is actually this month in March, okay? Mm-hmm. The Hebrew calendar Passover is on the 22nd of April. Then repeat
this
that.
This is cool. I like how you have these two calendars.
They're overlaid. Yeah, so the Julian's in blue, and blue letters, and the black is a Roman calendar. So you got the 22nd of April is Passover. So let's go to, I'm just using the numbers in the Bible. I'm not using the translation because the Bible said very clearly, if you study the numbers, it said that it takes, if you read Exodus, I'm not reading the translations. I'm just saying it literally took 18 days for them to get to the Red Sea. Mm-hmm. They camped at the Red Sea for 8 more days. So you do the math, that's 25 days. Mm-hmm. So from Passover to, so God showed up at Passover, the angel of death. Well, the angel of death showed up. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then so that was a destroyer showed up. But then God showed up, what's called the Red Sea miracle. What's the Red Sea miracle? It's literally that was Israel was bait. Israel pulled Pharaoh out of Egypt and his army, his entire army. Israel crossed the Red Sea because God showed up. This is what happened. God showed up. It wasn't Moses that parted the Red Sea. Okay.
Right. So good.
Repeat that. It wasn't Moses who parted the Red Sea. Okay. There's only one that can part the Red Sea. Mm-hmm. It's called a what? Miracle.
Miracle.
And when God shows up, things that are impossible become suddenly possible because a miracle is nothing more than what God operates in. See, God just operates in the miraculous. So we saw the Red Sea part. God's like, yeah, that's a no-brainer. I made everything in 6 days. What's hard with parting the Red Sea? So he parts the Red Sea. He creates a miracle, and we're like, whoa, right? They were like, whoa, the heck, right? So we see they saw the Red Sea part. They saw a miracle, and then that was actually the greatest trap in history at the time because they crossed, and next thing you know, Pharaoh's like, with his pride and arrogance, goes into that sea, and then God closes it, destroys Pharaoh and his army, and they're finished. They're destroyed. Babylon, or in that case, that was actually Egypt, was destroyed, okay? Mm-hmm. And so let's do the math on that. So it took, that was on after Passover, that was on the 25th day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From Passover, 25 days is the same exact day, May 18th. Thanks. There's your second witness.
Yeah. Amazing.
Okay. Now let's have a little more fun. So we're talking about Pentecost. Do you know when God showed up and destroyed Babylon's plans? Pentecost, May 18th, 19th. I'm showing you.
It's exciting. This is why we got to get excited.
When you look at the math in the Bible, We can't be lost in translation because it's not possible.
Exactly.
Okay. The math in the Bible is telling us that God is potentially going to intervene on our world. We're going to see potentially something go down here as because we're heading into Resurrection Weekend, the last Sunday of the month. That then steps us into April, which I believe is going to be biblical as well, because we've got the sign of Jonah. Then right after that, we got Passover. And then we got, you know, so we have an angel of death moment coming upon this world, because I know personally, I've with my own ears have heard four prophets speak, the angel of death is on the earth. So the angel of death is on the earth. You can't stop what's coming. So you might as well know it's going to happen. We're going to go into darkness. So everything's going to get shut down. We're going to probably internet get shut down. Everything gets shut down. Everything's going to go dark. And then the lights will come back on. And when the lights come back on, we're going to see the greatest victory that we've ever imagined.
I have a question for you. And it's okay if you don't know this or whatever, but do you think that those days of darkness are going to fall around that May 18th, or is there a way to figure that out? Or you just kind of think it's going to be in there at some point?
I'm only asking
because everyone wants to know that. When are the days, you know, everyone's curious about that.
Yeah. So I would expect this. It'll happen anywhere from Purim this weekend. Okay. Into May 18th.
Okay. Which is really fascinating, because like you said, the prophets, I mean, I'm friends with all these people the same way, and we're all listening to each other, right? And that's, there's so many that are saying that time frame, and I've been feeling it within my spirit for months that something's coming in April or May. I don't know what it is.
If I had to guess, I think it's between May. My best guess would be right after the eclipse.
That's kind of what I was thinking too.
But that's my best guess, but it doesn't really matter what I think.
No, because, it's exciting though.
It's exciting, but it also could be at resurrection. So it could be the end of March. Uh-huh. So you can't, because remember, Jesus died on the cross, and the death on the cross, if we look at the calendar, so we're just looking at calendars. So the death on the cross would be Nisan 15 Julian calendar. So we could go dark on the 28th and be dark until the 31st.
Yeah,
because that will be 3 days, and then that will go through Good Friday, Jesus was dead. He died on Thursday, because people say, you know, and the lie is he died on Friday. It's a lie, because we know in scripture he was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. So he would have had to have died on Thursday. That would be counted as day one. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are your 3 days, because he rose before the sun came up on Sunday. Right.
And then
3 nights would be Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. If he died on Friday, then he'd be only in the tomb Friday night and Saturday night. So he's only in the tomb for two nights, which means the resurrection would have to be on Monday. So he died at 3 o'clock. He was a Passover lamb. He died at 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. ish, right around 3 p.m. He died on Thursday. He was put in the tomb. So his first night in the tomb was on a Thursday, Thursday, Friday. Mm-hmm. That's why Good Friday, they call it Good Friday, because evil was celebrating.
Yeah. That's good. Evil, I've never heard that.
Evil thought
really,
they
that's
won.
Why they call it Good Friday? Because
absolutely.
It's like
evil thought they won.
I've never heard that.
Well,
yeah,
why
well, I know
else
that,
would
but
be,
I've never heard
why
that.
Why else
that
would
name
it be called Good
like
Friday?
That.
What is good about Jesus dying? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then so evil,
yes.
evil thinks
I've always
they conquered.
Wondered that.
Yeah. So he's dead in the tomb. They're celebrating, so they call it Good Friday, only to find out by Sunday morning they screwed up really bad.
Yeah.
The greatest defeat in human and evil's history ever was on the resurrection. So so we could see 3 days of darkness right there.
Yeah.
So you can't play any of the, we don't know. And then that takes us into April. So I don't know, because all this is in God's timing. But remember, what you saw was evil celebrating. So when you see evil celebrating, know that their end is this close. Okay. So whatever they're about to do, it's going to look very ugly, very scary, very dark. And it's going to look like horrific. And it's going to literally look like they literally won. Because when Jesus is dead, they won. They thought they won.
They thought
they won. And so that we're stepping into a, they're going to think they want. And I know that's exactly how it's going to play out, because I believe one of the prophets actually heard him say that the God's going to let them think they want.
Yes. Well, okay, yeah, so I think a bunch of them had said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's no different. You know, that which has been will be again, new people, new characters, you know, new, like right. new decade or new timeline, new century, but it's a reverberation of past events that we're going to witness here on this earth. So it's very exciting how this is all setting the stage. We're just going to have to watch how it all plays out together. But I will say that anytime starting this weekend or the weekend of Purim, then into Resurrection, then into Passover, then you got, you know, the Ascension, and then you've got you know, then you got May 18th, which into the 19th, which is Pentecost. Pentecost specifically, like crazy, right? Pentecost is when Babylon fell. The death of Nimrod, or the destruction of Nimrod's plans. Pentecost, May 18th, 19th weekend, okay? So however this plays out, we're going to watch all together. I'm just going on record to give you and your viewers a window, because that's what we need, a window of time. So I would say, you know, as important as Purim is, that's a critical start date, and critically also would be Resurrection. The 31st, I don't want to say Easter because Easter is a fallen angel, but Resurrection specifically is May 31, March 31. And so that, and then all the way into Pentecost. That all the way into Pentecost of May weekend, May 18th through the 19th. You really want to fasten your seatbelts on how this is all about to go down.
This is really exciting. You know, I know the other day hearing you guys on Manny's, and Manny comes on once a month to my show as well. And, you know, he's always so excited. It's glory days, not gloomy days, you know, and it's exciting because I think that there are, you know, kind of multiple groups of people right now, some that are fatigued, right? And they're almost losing hope. And so this is a way to reinstall some hope, I believe, you know, to kind of go, don't let go, hold on, look to the Lord, trust his plan, because he has a plan from the beginning of time.
Don't be deceived by this rapture stuff. Okay. This is a complete utter joke. Okay. There's no rapture right now. This is, we're stepping into the greatest time in human history. So don't be all bummed out or, you know, disappointed. This is so stressful. I know it. Okay. But think about this, right? If you live in the time of Rome and they're killing everybody, you'd be the same. It's kind of stressful, isn't it? Right. Time of Nebuchadnezzar, there's been death on this earth ever since Adam and Eve let Satan on this earth. You know, like, what was it, you know, when Cain killed Abel, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just the point, there's been death ever since. None of this is new. It's just personal because we're watching things happen in real time here, but none of this is new.
Yeah. And it's not shocking.
You might as well just find Jesus and just focus on him and look to him, because he's got a bigger plan. And not only is his plan bigger, his is the plan.
Yeah, exactly. His, he already won. Like, it doesn't
and
matter
he's already
whether
won,
you
won. So just stop focusing on, I know things are tough for some people and some things are fantastic, but the point is when you get out of bed every day, this is what I tell my kids, you can either choose to be happy or choose to be not happy. Because the reason we're in this mess from day one is because of temptation in the garden. And, you know, and it all started there of the choice.
So true. Such good word. Oh, my gosh. Well, do you have anything else you want to leave everybody? Because I know our time's almost up, but it's just so encouraging. I love when you're on the show. I love when Manuel's on the show. I love when I have these ones, Julie Green, you know, all these people that you guys are so good at raising the bar of hopefulness. And we need that right now, because there are people who are not choosing that. So thank you for doing that. But do you have anything else you want to leave everybody with before we close?
I would just, as I always say, you know, there's nothing to fear. You know, I love John 10:10, and it's very specific, you know, evil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So if you're watching things in the world that are on that path, those are the things of the devil. Now, on the other hand, Christ comes to give us life, life more abundantly. So if you're happy and in a situation of abundance or looking for abundance, know that that's coming. And more importantly, that's the path you want to be on. Now, and lastly, when all of this goes down, this is what I want to finish up on as I'm hearing this right now, is we're stepping into when all of this goes down, when Israel left Egypt, they left and they plundered Egypt's gold and silver, okay? They got paid for 400 years of bondage. What's about to happen is the same thing, okay? So my finishing comment here is those listening, when God moves upon the world, it's going to be the flipping of the financial scales also. And so we're going to see God's money, gold, silver, explode in price vertically. Okay. So the very simple question is, when Jesus was on the earth and he's talking to the 5,000, the little boy didn't show up with the two fish and the five loaves of bread. Jesus would not have fed the 5,000. I'm going to repeat that. If the little boy who brought two fish, five loaves of bread, didn't bring them, God had nothing to multiply to feed the 5,000.
That's good.
So my question to you is, do you own at least, you don't need to have, you know, some people say, oh, gold's expensive, $2,200. Okay, well, do you own at least one piece of silver, 1 ounce of silver? It's $25-$30, okay? Don't have lunch for a couple, or breakfast for a couple days, or, you know, you say, it's okay to fast for a couple days, you know, and buy an ounce of silver. Because if you even have even 1 ounce of silver, guess what? Go to your local coin shop, pick up an ounce of silver, because then God has something to multiply for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
You have to have something to multiply, because what's about to happen is God's going to intervene. He's going to remove the bondage, which is fantastic, which is what we want. Like, so he
That's
breaks
what we
the
want.
Bondage. Okay. So you break the bondage, but there's two things. But then in addition to breaking the bondage, he's going to multiply. But you have to have something for him to multiply for you.
Right.
And also planting seeds. You know, if you love certain pastors, if you love Tania, you know, plant seeds in good soil. I'm telling you, I've seen it in my life. You plant, what does planting seed mean? If you take whatever and you give it to somebody because God's telling you to give it to somebody, that person needed it more than you do, but then God's going to multiply you on the back end.
Yeah.
And that's called planting seeds. So I'm just telling you how the God's kingdom works, okay? Because God sees all, knows all. And you don't forget. So that's what I want to finish on. I just, you know, God is, Jesus is, there's biblical things about to happen in this world. Jesus and, you know, Jesus and God the Father, the Holy, they're in control of the earth. But ultimately, you're in control of your destiny. And that's important to understand, you know, when all said and done, you know, which side of the fence are you sitting on? Are you on Team Jesus?
Yeah. So good. Oh, so good. You know, you're a prophet yourself, Bo. I'm sure people tell you that. You really are. It's really good. Really, really good. So many good nuggets. Thank you so much for coming on the show again and giving us an update. I know my viewers are going to be so thrilled and are, I'm sure, loving every minute of this. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. Y'all, thank you so much for joining us today. As you know, we end every show with a Bible verse. And so the one for today is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans for good and not disaster. They are to give you a future and a hope. That's in the Word of God. We've been talking about that this whole show. But his word literally tells us that as well. So anyway, thanks for watching. Be sure you share this out to your friends and family. That's how you can get this hope-filled message out to others. And please remember to watch us Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Go over to the website, tanyajoy.tv. And if you haven't yet, go check that free health series out, iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. God bless y'all. Thanks for joining. And until next time, bye for now.
Here's a nutritional hack anyone can master. Replace a meal a day with our Kingdom Feel.
Or if you're a mosh from the gym, add a shake to your daily meal plan.
Our unique meal shakes are balanced, low glycemic, rich in fiber, 20 grams of clean protein, essential vitamins and minerals, healthy fat, and organic fruits and vegetables.
Kingdom Feel is vegan with a complete amino acid profile.
Bottom line, it's a simple start to a transformed life.
No gimmicks, just results.
Start today.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Beauty for Ashes with Tanya Joy. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you've enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed, and remember, you were created for such a time as this.